This is Radio Nepal. I'm Dila Prasai with the news. The headlines first. Third day of Tihar, Lakshmi Puja being celebrated today, worshipping goddess of wealth and prosperity Lakshmi. Prime Minister Sherbahadur Deoba along with his delegation returning home today, wrapping up participation in COP26. Home Minister Balkrishna Khand inspects flood-hit areas in Far Western Province. Chinese Ambassador Hao Yanqi hands over 1.6 million doses of COVID-19 vaccine to Health Minister Birod Khatiwada. And 190 nations and organizations pledge to quit coal to curb climate change. Now the news in detail. People across the country are observing Lakshmi Puja, worship to the goddess of wealth today on the third day of Tihar with gaiety and fervor. People are busy in decorating their houses with lights and flowers to welcome the goddess of wealth in their houses. There is a belief that cleaning and decorating houses attract goddess Lakshmi. Similarly, people prepare sweets and delicacies including sel roti, anarsa among others to offer to the goddess Lakshmi. Also, girls play vailu today at people's doorsteps. Likewise, in the morning, people worship cow as cow is regarded as the symbol of Lakshmi. Meanwhile, the 113th birth anniversary of Mahakavi Lakshmi Prasad Devkota is being celebrated by organizing various programs in the honor of late poet today. The Nepali literary community observes the birth anniversary of Mahakavi Devkota as the Lakshmi Jayanti on the day of Lakshmi Puja every year. The United Kingdom Secretary of State for Defence, Ben Wallace, has called on Prime Minister Sherbahadur Deoba on the sideline of the COP26 in Glasgow yesterday. Foreign Secretary Bharat Raj Paudel informed that the UK Defence Minister held discussions with Prime Minister Deoba regarding the ex-Gurkha soldiers' complaints and welfare, as well as British support of vaccine against COVID-19. Earlier, Prime Minister Deoba attended a reception organised by British Prime Minister Boris Johnson and First Minister of Scotland Nicola Sturgeon in honour of the heads of state and government. On the occasion, addressing the high-level programme and first and land use management as a panellist, Prime Minister Deoba said Nepal was interested in the voluntary carbon trading and conserving forest for reducing carbon emission. World Bank Managing Director of Development Policy and Partnerships, Mary Pangestu, also met Prime Minister Deoba and discussed the World Bank's support to Nepal in green development, reducing climate change effects and prevention of COVID-19. Similarly, Millennium Challenge Corporation MCC's Deputy CEO, Alexia Lartoch, called on Prime Minister Deoba. On the occasion, they discussed the issues related to the MCC Compact grants to Nepal. The Prime Minister's delegation has left for home from Edinburgh Airport via Qatar. They are arriving home today. Home Minister Balkrishna Khand has pledged to declare emergency in Baitari, Bazang and Dadhelthura districts, the hardest hit by unseasonal flood and landslides. Inspecting the flood and landslide hit areas in Bazang district yesterday, Home Minister Khand said development of physical infrastructures would be prioritized in the affected districts after declaring emergency in the areas. The Home Minister also said that the relief packages would be provided to the affected ones through respective chief district offices. Finance Minister Janardhan Sharma has said the works related to the Orion Corridor project will be started soon. Speaking at a press meet organized by the Press Centre Nepal in Songkhwa Sabha yesterday, Finance Minister Sharma said the government would soon start homework for the operation of Orion Corridor. He further said that the Orion Corridor remained as the important project for the development of Songkhwa Sabha. He also pledged to take initiation for the operation of Kimathanka checkpoint. The CPN-UML has said it would reunify the communist movement through its 10th General Convention. Speaking at a press conference organized by the Publicity Department of the CPN-UML, Chief of the Publicity Department, Yogesh Bhatrai, said there was no alternative to a phrase mandate through elections for the country's political stability. The Chinese government has handed over 1.6 million doses of COVID-19 vaccines to Nepal. Chinese ambassador to Nepal, Hao Yanqi, handed over the Verocell vaccines to Minister of Health and Populations, Birod Khatiwada, amidst a program in Kathmandu yesterday. On the occasion, Health Minister Khatiwada said the vaccines to Nepal by China has helped strengthen Nepal-China relations. Similarly, Chinese Ambassador Yanqi believed the Verocell vaccines assistance would help Nepal achieve its target to vaccinate people against COVID-19 as per the set target. She also said such assistance at difficult times would further enhance the relations and friendship between the two countries. On the occasion, Ambassador Yanqi shared that the Chinese military would extend 300,000 doses of COVID-19 vaccines to Nepal Army. Talking about additional vaccine aid, she said Chinese government was discussing about providing additional 3 million doses of COVID-19 vaccines. French ambassador to Nepal, Gilles Bourbeau, has paid a courtesy call on Minister for Energy, Water Resources and Irrigation, Pompa Basal. In a meeting held at the ministry yesterday, they discussed Nepal-France relations and matters of bilateral interest. Minister Basal expressed interest on energy reserve and hydropower-related technology, saying Nepal wants to manage the energy available in the country. Saying Nepal is eager to welcome the French companies and industries promoting hydroelectricity, Minister Basal urged the French ambassador to take initiatives to facilitate the same. On the occasion, French ambassador Bourbeau said the private companies in France were willing to bring the new technology in the energy sector of Nepal. A total of 447 new cases of COVID-19 were reported in Nepal. As per the Ministry of Health and Population, 439 corona-infected people recovered in the last 24 hours. Similarly, 7 people died of the virus infection, taking the corona-related death toll to 11,434 in Nepal. Nepal has been honored with the Best Response to Pandemic Health Award from the United Kingdom for its outstanding work in rescuing stranded foreign tourists during the COVID-19 pandemic. According to the Nepal Tourism Board, the award was given to Nepal at a function organized by the world-renowned Wanderlust magazine at Kensington Palace Gardens in the United Kingdom yesterday. The award was handed over to Culture, Tourism and Civil Aviation Minister Prem Bahadur Ali in a ceremony on the occasion of Royal Travel Mart WTM in London. Nepal has received the award, surpassing 9 countries nominated for the award. Minister Ali, Secretary at the Ministry of Tourism Yadav Prasad Koirala, Executive Chief of the Board Dr. Dhananjay Regmi, and 6 Nepali tourism entrepreneurs participated in the WTM organized from November 1st to 3rd, 2021. During the lockdown, the government had rescued 1,721 stranded foreign tourists at 33 different destinations in the country. The air service companies have increased airfare with the increase in fuel price. The umbrella Organization of Air Service Providers issued a press release yesterday and informed that the airfare has been increased up to 440 rupees in a one-way flight. Now the passengers should pay 440 rupees more in the longest route, while those to fly in the shortest route should pay 95 rupees more to the usual fare. The longest air route in the country is from Kathmandu to Thangadi, while Kathmandu to Simera is the shortest one. You're listening to Radio Nepal ATM English News Bulletin. Time for a short break now.
हजुर दर्शन
भाग्यवानी बाबु राम्ररी आइपुग्नु भयो नि
हजुर राम्ररी पुगे उ चाहिँ मेरो कलेजको बेस्ट फ्रेन्ड
नमस्ते बाबुजी
नमस्ते आउनु न भित्रै
हुन्छ हजुर
अनि दादा त अफिस गइसक्नु भयो होला है
उहाँ त बिहानै हो, हुन्छ तपाईँहरू फ्रेस हुँदै गर्नु न, म खाना तयार गर्दै गर्छु है।
हस् हस् भाउजू।
ओए वाइफाई होला नि, पासवर्ड माग्न।
हे त पनि एनटिसीको सस्तो डे प्याक छँदैछ नि।
ए हो र,
एनटिसीको डे प्याक लिन *14## डायल गर्न।
नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको संचार।
Welcome back. After the short break, we continue with the international updates now. Major coal users, including Poland, Vietnam, among others, are committing to shift away from the fossil fuel in pledges made at the COP26 climate summit. Coal is the single biggest contributor to climate change. The UK said 190 nations and organizations had vowed to quit coal. But some of the world's biggest coal-dependent countries, including Australia, India, China, and the US, did not sign up to the pledge. Signatories to the agreement have committed to ending all investment in new coal power generation domestically and internationally. They've also agreed to phase out coal power in 2030s for major economies and the 2040s for poorer nations. The Taliban has banned the use of foreign currencies in Afghanistan, a move that could further disrupt an economy on the brink of collapse. A BBC report quotes the Taliban saying the economic situation and national interests in the country require that all Afghans use Afghani currency in their every trade. The Afghan economy is struggling due to the withdrawal of international financial support after the Taliban took control. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas and mainly fair in the rest of the country. There are also chances of light snowfall at one or two places over the eastern and western high mountainous regions. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 24.2 degrees Celsius and a minimum temperature of 11.4 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin. But before we wrap up the headlines once again. Third day of Dihar, Lakshmi Puja, being celebrated today, worshipping goddess of wealth and prosperity, Lakshmi. Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deob, along with his delegation, returning home today, wrapping up participation in COP26. Home Minister Balkrishna Khand inspects flooded areas in Far West province. Chinese ambassador to Nepal, Hao Yanchi, hands over 1.6 million doses of COVID-19 vaccine to Health Minister Birod Khatiwada. And 190 nations and organizations pledge to quit coal to curb climate change. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English news edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us on our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe, and have a good day.